Blog Talk Radio.
I declare you will know the favor of the Lord and receive a harvest for your seed. And in due time, God will blow your mind with what he planted inside of you to bless the world as it blooms. A great work is faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. Oh, he that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. God is faithful to perform it. So if you ever get discouraged, speak to yourself and say, God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for taking your time to join the Anointing Full Gospel Center Diocese International the Anointed Women's Ministry. Excuse me. I thank you for taking your time out to join us. I thank you for taking your Friday out. I thank you for just every time that you decide to call in, and even those who have purchased the I Win, I Am a Survivor book. We just wanted to say thank you again for your time and all that you do to support us. We just wanted to say thank you. And in today's broadcast, there was something that to be honest, I didn't know what I was going to say, which I often say that because it's true. I really do not. But today was actually something was more of a reminder. As humans, you know, we oftentimes need to be reminded of things. We need to be reminded of things that we may have heard before in order to awaken us up to what reality is or to what the truth or whatever change that we need to happen. Whatever that reminding does, however it affects us, it comes for a purpose. And I truly believe that, and I truly understand that the reality that we live in is not the way it used to be. And we know that, we see that, but really, I guess for me, and really seeing the importance of that. So we just thank God for you all. We thank God for just life another day. And again, in this topic today, you know, what came to me was actually just a collection of different things that I was reminded recently. And what it all sums up to me is the importance of casting on the right side. And I'll get into more into that as the broadcast continues. But just a few things that I was reminded of, and it really just kind of boils down to where we're at today. And do we really embrace that to make changes? Because we often say how our environment, how our past plays a factor in where we're at today, how it really could bless our lives to live a more abundant life, or, you know, a life that is being able to better manage stress, better manage the things that we go through every day, just and encourage all of us and where we may be at, where we may end up being at, just so we can be able to move forward a little lighter, to be able to move past a little quicker, whatever is necessary for our better well-being, whether it be mentally, physically, spiritually, what have you. It is all beneficial. So in the few things that I was reminded about recently is about really looking at how the pharmaceutical companies are the most wealthiest company, the wealthiest business off the backs of Americans. You know, I was reading that there have been several studies where other countries are their health care is not as strenuous as Americans, but Americans yet find where we are the most impacted. And that really stood out to me, you know, and it really came out with, you know, it is being said again, you know, like big farmers, you know, it's the wealthiest and it packs our bodies with all these pills and then we rely upon it. And the next thing you know, we got to get something else because of the last one. We've heard that before. At least I know I've heard that before. And so one of the other things is that really, it called out what was said to me, really had, it drew my attention to how there was a point in time where we used to live, you know, the human race used to live well into 80s and 90s and, you know, some into 100. You know, it was something that was, you know, commendable. We saw that often, but lately we don't see that. People are dying early. People are dying 40s, 50s, 60s. They're just dying a lot earlier. And, you know, we know that life has changed. We know that things have changed. We know with the pandemic, with so much that has happened in our lives these past few years. But it really had me thinking about why, what within my life, what within this generation could have been contributing to that. And then the other thing is, you know, our youth. Our youth lives carefree, you know. And so, and then even with jobs, companies are not loyal, you know, and these are the reality of where we're at. And just to really think about it, you know, we're, wherever you may be at, there is always someone who is worse off. And we have seen that, we know that. And I just look at it and say, you know, just thinking about how these are truths. These are things that we see every day. These are things that we hear, we see on the news. There are feeds on our Instagrams or Facebooks and saying how these companies are laying off or these pharmaceutical companies are getting the trillions of dollars in and they can't help our the people and those in need because it's going to take away from them. We see that. We see that. I'm the ones who, one of the ones who see that, and you know, you spend time reading it, then you move past it. But recently, I've heard that again. I've heard these things that have been reminded to me before, but recently it stuck with me. It stuck with me, and it had me really thinking about what in my life could I have been, could I be contributing to those things? And so it had me thinking about my upbringing and what things could I have been contributing to Big Pharma. Now, I'm not saying that people shouldn't take medications. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is one thing is what changes could we make in our lives, regardless of what that is. It doesn't necessarily have to be with health. It could be even with how we take on stress. How are we dealing with it? How are we dealing with these things? Because we're so used to taking on these extra responsibilities. We're so used to being the independent one. We're so used to being the one who can, I'll do it. I'll be the one to do it. Like, why do we do those things? Why is that? Because all that does is that it's putting stress. It's causing our minds to have headaches. It's causing our bodies to not get the rest that we need. And I didn't realize how important rest is. And it's not just going to sleep. I've noticed the difference. There's a difference between going to sleep and being well rested. Because a person can go to sleep with a headache and wake up with a headache. You can go to sleep well rested with a mind and your body at peace. Not that because everything is great and everything is, you know, sunshine and everything is how you want it to be. No. But it's, you're still able to get some sleep. It's all about how we can approach it. What changes do we need to make in our individual lives to live that carefree life? And oftentimes, I know I was the one that would think about carefree and think about no responsibilities and you get your money, your allowance from your parents, and you don't have any responsibility, so you do whatever you feel like doing. But then when I heard that recently about our youth living carefree, and I'm like, well, I can't go back into my youth and, you know, live that life again. So how can I apply that principle of living carefree to my adult life, to my adult age? And so I looked up the word carefree, and the word care means feel, concern, or interest. Attach importance to something. And free means not under the control or in the power of another, able to act as one wishes. So the way that I relate that to myself is honestly detaching oneself from the control of something or someone that prevents me from living the life that I desire. And when we think about that, when we look at the youth, because I thought about it, I said, well, that's kind of, I would think, I'm not a youth anymore, but I wonder how it, you know, how these youth think. That's why they can get jobs to accomplish this goal that they have, whether it be they want to go to Cancun for the week and they want to save up 6 months so they can enjoy themselves. They do it. And then when they're done, they leave. Whereas those who understand the value and the principle of loyalty, commitment, dedication, will sacrifice those vacations, will sacrifice those trips, will sacrifice how the company treats us. Why? Because we're loyal. But the one thing is understanding the reality of where we're at is these companies are not. And one thing that was mentioned to me recently and how we can see that for our eyes is not that just someone or people would say certain things, but we can see it for ourselves. You go into grocery stores, and I know all of us are familiar with Walmart, and I know I've been at Walmart recently, and you go into the store, and there is more self-checkout than there are cashiers. And the cashiers, they are so, and it's very unfortunate, they are so blinded to realize that them encouraging us to take self-checkout, that's giving the company all the more reason to boot them out. They're literally, I saw that and I just think like, no, I'd rather stand in the line and be served by human beings. You know, and again, it doesn't mean I don't sometimes go to self-checkout, but then now that I look at it, it's like, that's what it is. These companies are not loyal to human beings. They're not loyal to the fact that this is how you feed your family. This is how you have a roof over your head. This is how you're able to live. But we're going to bring in these self-checkout machines because that means we don't have to pay a salary. All we have to do is pay a company to come in and clean it up every now and then to do the upgrades on the systems or fix it or whatever the case is or train somebody to work in the company to do it and pay them half the salary. And I thought about that and I said, wow, so those are the truths that came to me in thinking about the reminding of reality, reminding that these are the things that we face every day. We see it. We go into restaurants. Went into a restaurant, and it was at Taco Bell, and I was very shocked. I can understand during COVID, people, you know, wanted to minimize, you know, human contact, so they would, you know, recommend ordering online or a drive-through or the kiosk, but it's just the thing now. There is no human contact. Everything is done on the kiosk. Everything is done by self. And so sometimes, myself included, can get caught up in just thinking, oh, it's convenient, oh, it's easy. But in actuality, it's pushing out. It's just showing how much these companies are not loyal. They're not concerned about how it will affect your retirement. Because I was also reminded that retirement age is going to increase. Increase from where it's at now. And many of us haven't even hit the age of looking at retirement. So it's like that's the far away. So realizing that these companies are not investing in people anymore. But those of us who are yet continuing to invest in the companies, invest in big pharma, investing in things that the reality is it's no longer going to give a good return. It's no longer going to give us that big 401k return. It's no longer going to give us that retirement that is going to give us a peace of mind or our days are going to be filled with our families or filled with being able to go on vacations because our employers understand the importance of family. No, that's not the reality of it anymore. And that's what I was thinking about when I heard that because it really had me take a look at my life and my upbringing in times where we used to just, you know, fellowship, you know, we would just come together and fellowship with food and, you know, activities that was 9 times out of 10 did not involve going outside. And that's what we did. Or taking a nap. That was how I grew up. And I just say that it was bad, but that's not where we're at anymore. Those choices could really affect our lives. And yours may be different from mine. Mine may be different from yours. But the point that I want to encourage everyone is to look back and see and compare, preview what we see in reality look back at, look at what reality is showing us and what changes can we make in our lives to get a good night's rest. How to adjust to the things in this day, how not to allow these things that happen in our everyday life, things we cannot even control. We can't control the task of tomorrow. We can't even control the afternoon. We can't even control what we're going to do the next hour, but I guarantee you this, many of us, I know myself, will think about what I need to do on the broadcast. What am I going to say? And it's Tuesday, Monday, and prior, nothing I can even do about it. But those things that we put ourselves through, those things I put myself through, could affect our sleep, could affect our bodies, and even though we may not see it today, but what I have learned is that whatever we do today affects us tomorrow. Even I've learned, even as women, we love the big purses. We love it. Not realizing how that can actually affect our bodies, our posture, our shoulders. As we get older, our bones get brittle. Different conditions can set in. Those are things I never even thought about. But now coming into the knowledge of it, because remember, Big Pharma is not looking to benefit the people. Big Pharma is looking to benefit themselves. So what changes can I make? It doesn't mean I don't like wearing the big purses, but maybe if I switch it out every now and then. Maybe if I, you know, if I don't need to carry something lighter, keep the big purse in the car. Carry something lighter when I need to run into the store so that way my shoulder over time won't be affected. Those are the kind of things that I was reminded of. Just to encourage me, to let me know that, look at the reality of where we're at. Look at the truth of where we're at. And it's up to the individual to depend on ourselves, to depend on us, the individual, to do what is necessary for the well-being of our lives, not the company, not people. And that's what I was really encouraged by, is about the importance of depending on ourselves. And so the one thing I wanted to actually go to is the book, When I Am a Survivor. It's on page 81 in chapter 7 that is entitled Getting Beyond the Path. And it quotes, in real time, unfortunately, your path does not release you from the responsibility of your actions. As you continue to read this book, it is my intention to share additional information regarding choices, along with the outcome of the decisions we make. And it does not matter whether they are made by the act of a good heart or a bad one. Nevertheless, what really matters is the result and responsibility that remain prevalent. And in reading that, a quote to me, what really stood out to me is that no matter if it's good or bad, the choice, the consequences are going to be. And I know sometimes that there are instances, I know I was shared a story of a woman where she would give everything. She would give her time, her money, her energy, everything that she had. When she was in a place of needing, no one was there. No one was there for her. And I thought about it, and I thought how horrible that sounds. You know, sometimes that's what happens. We kind of cling to the end result, but don't understand what could have prompted the choice, or realizing that the choices we make are going to produce a consequence. Our actions are going to produce a consequence, whether it be good or bad. When a person says consequences, it doesn't mean that it's bad. No, a consequence is to see the outcome of something. You can have good consequences. You can have bad ones. But a consequence is just the end result of our actions. And those actions may have came from a good heart. I don't doubt it. But was it the time? Was it beneficial? Was it the outcome? Was it meant? And what I mean by that, for example, we could give to someone because our heart is affected by it, because our emotions are attached to it, and we want to give, we want to do for that other person. There's nothing wrong with wanting to help our fellow man. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be there. but is it the right time? And I can't tell you a formula because I'm big on formulas and formats, but I realize there isn't one. But what I can encourage you all, like I had to myself, go back to those times where we did because of our hearts. We did because of our emotions was tugged on. We did because it seemed to be the right decision. What were the outcomes? Were you stressed and overwhelmed because you took on too much? Did you have to suffer and lack because of it? It's learning from those things as to why, as to why. And again, this is not, it's not a formula or a format to say if this situation comes up, you shouldn't do. No. All it is about learning about why did I make those choices? Why were those actions what they were? Because the consequence was not good. So what can I learn from that? What can I benefit from that? So that way I can live in the truth of the reality of today. Because we can do stuff for people, and I'm sure we've heard of it. There are many people out there who have taken advantage of others, tug on the hearts of people, and they really didn't need it. They were just taking advantage. But it takes us. It takes our actions, investing in those that will produce either good or bad. And the other quote I want to reference is on page 83 in the same chapter. And it says, furthermore, people in your past, those who are responsible for developing and shaping your life, can't be changed as well. However, these people were placed in your life to make personal contributions towards your today. To your today purpose and your tomorrow destiny. Remember, your destiny has been wrapped in a special basket and tied with a special bow just for you. You are not centered around your destiny, but your destiny is centered around you. And it's your responsibility to meet with it and fulfill the purpose it has been designed for in your life. And that in itself to me seemed like a very good conclusion in the book to end with, because again, sometimes we can look back over these things and kind of question and be like, oh, I wish I'd never met that person. Oh, wish I would have never done that. But remember this, there is a significance. It's kind of like if we've never made this choice, I would have never known that was something that I would do. I never would have known that about myself. I would have never known. So these things come. So we can learn, so we can come into the knowledge of some things, things that may need to be changed, things that may need to be perfected. Whatever the reason is, it has purpose. And so that way we could be able to move forward, because all of us have a destiny. But the difference of it is, what is going to be, how is our journey going to be? Are we going to arrive broken down, worn out, torn up from the flow up? Or are we going to be rejuvenated, revived, full of excitement, full of wisdom and understanding? How are we going to get there? And that is determined on how we want to view our past and how to live in our present reality and the truth of what it is. And the last thing I want to end before we close today is from the Word of God. And it's coming out of John 21. And it reads here, it says, This was the time after Jesus' death, and the disciples decided to go back out on the to go back to the previous occupation, which was fishing. And it says, afterwards, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. It happened this way: Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. And one of them said, I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them. And they said, we'll go with you. So they went out and got into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, friends, haven't you any fish? No, they answered. Verse 6, throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. I want to end there. because we've all been given the opportunity to haul in the greater, the abundance. Just because of how our lives may have been, just because of how the things we have gone through, the choices we've made, the disappointments we've had. Remember, the disciples were very disappointed. They were discouraged. I can't even imagine. They followed Jesus for 3.5 years to come to the place that he was hung on the cross. And sometimes some things that we have gone through, that we have stayed in that place of familiarity, not wanting to move forward because of the disappointment, because of the hurts, because of those things. But I want to come to encourage you to know that unless we leave the old, understand the old, face the truth, then we can be able to receive the abundance. Then we can be able to experience what life has for us in its greatness and not just the familiar. So again, I thank you all for taking your time out today. And again, I hope you were encouraged. This was definitely an encouragement for me just to really take the time to think back and to see what changes I could make and why I need to make those changes. Am I comfortable where I'm at? And that's something that really encouraged me, because this life as we know it, it cannot be, we can't change anything about why things are the way that they are, but we can change how we operate in it and how we allow our past or our present to even affect us. So again, thank you for taking your time out today. And we just pray that God will continue to be your strength, your protection. He will continue to watch over you all. And we just say thank you again. And until next time, be blessed.